Let me introduce you to today's guest, Peter Blacklock. Peter is a local teacher, playwright, and facilitator of stage and music. Welcome to Let's Make a Difference, Peter.
Well, thank you very much, Jean.
We're privileged to have you here. To get things started, Jeanette and I have decided to give you an introduction through music. Does this bring back memories? I love it. Does that bring back memories, Peter?
Oh, it certainly does, yeah.
Yeah, it's enthusiasm like that that makes our community unique, you know. Tell us, how did that piece come to be written?
That piece of music was written for a contest. Songs of the Shoe... I can't even remember what the name of the contest was.
Well, the album is Songs of the Shoe Shop.
Yeah, well, I guess that's what the contest was, yeah. And we were all writing songs that talked about the shoe swap and the watershed. And I guess that just came to me because that's the kind of music that I like to write and sing. So
that's
what it was.
It's an awesome piece. Now, that raises the question, how did you come to be in the shoe swap? How long have you been here, Peter?
We retired to the shoe swap about 7 years ago when I stopped teaching in public schools and started teaching in the public, in theaters and things like that. And we came here then.
Was drama and music part of your career teaching?
Yes. Yes, I was a drama teacher, music teacher, and school administrator. And that's what I did for all of the years I was in school. So.
Wow. And now you've been an actor, a playwright, a songwriter, and a musician. Where did the music part come into your life?
I think it came from my grandfather and from my parents, who insisted that I take piano lessons as I was growing up as a child. And it was something that when I had to do it, I was not as aware of what a blessing it truly was.
And
when my parents were gone, I had never got to thank them for what they had given me. So it's
and yet it's paid off in diamonds for your life. And music's a wonderful, wonderful media. You've been involved in Shoe Shop Theater for a number of years. I know our listeners would recall some of the productions that you've been in. Refresh our memories, Peter, so that the listeners can maybe reminisce with some of the plays you've written or some of the favorite characters you've played. Anything there that comes to mind?
The memories of working with Shoe Swap Theater go all the way back to the very first summer we were here. And there was a play called Sowing Seeds in Danny that was being done at Shoe Swap Theater, and they were looking for somebody to help direct it. So I went down and spent the summer doing that, and from that point on I just did whatever I could with Shoe Swap Theater, and it's been a joy and a way of meeting talented and committed community people that there have been so many shows. I couldn't say there was a character that stood out, but the people who committed to playing in Emily, which is a play I had been working on for 3 or 4 years before it ever went on stage, that group of people who gave everything they had to make that vision come to life, I will never be able to forget that group of people and everything that they gave to the theater and to me personally in terms of their commitment. So
it's a pivotal memory for you.
Oh, it truly is. Yeah.
What about renovation? Was that a feature that you played in or directed? Or
well, that's a show I wrote that we put up 2 years ago. And I guess it's just I can't let go of things. So every time there's a show that I've written, I'm either playing the piano or part of the show just because it's... So that was based on some home renovations that I had been doing, and Kim McMillan and I were looking for a theme to put a show together, and he said, well, you know, with all the renovations you're doing, you should write a play about renovations. And it didn't make any sense at the time when he said it, but then as we thought about it, we came up with the character of Brother Renovation and the Hammerheads, and it built into something that was really a lot of fun. So
I suspect with the challenges that come with renovation, it can be a pretty powerful theme when it comes to family theater.
It's interesting that the song that you started with, Take Back the Shoe Swap, the show that is going to be played at the Haney Heritage Dinner Theater this year, features a character named Scotty Mitchell, who was one of the early environmentalists who was worried about the sockeye. Way back in the early 1900s. So those two things, it's interesting that they tie in, because I've been spending the last couple of days trying to figure out how I'm going to work my way into that character and get that show started. And that was kind of a trigger right there. So.
Awesome. Well, that was going to be my next question. Where do you see the future going for your interest in theater and music?
It can go so many places, because there are... The Seniors Theater, for example, the script that we would like to put up is a couple of senior women who have, don't need to be women, but they're women in the imagination right now, who have traveled to Ottawa. And they are in the House of Commons and somehow... end up at the door of the Senate and end up walking into the Senate and are greeted by the senators, because the senators don't know who each other are. They're never there, so they don't know who's supposed to be there and who's not supposed to be there. So these two women actually managed to take over the Senate and make some important changes. And it's a very topical thing.
Absolutely.
Right now. So,
did it occur before the Senate situation, or are they related?
No, I think Mr. Duffy was probably the trigger
for that. He was the
spearhead. Yeah.
He's got more fame than he knows what to do with.
That's right. He and Mr. Ford, yes.
Well, speaking of Seniors Theater, tell us about that. I don't think all of our listening audience necessarily know that Seniors Theater is out there in two different locations.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to preface it by saying, can I say this thing here? That Seniors Theater is funded by the Government of Canada's New Horizons for Seniors program through a grant made available to Shoe Swap Theater.
Awesome.
So it is... we started the program in Cedar Heights 3 years ago. It ran for the spring season. The second year we ran it in Cedar Heights and in Shoe Swap Theater.
In town here.
And as part of that, we applied for a grant. Joyce Sotsky and I, who is Adria Interactive, applied for a grant through using Shoe Swap Theater as part of Shoe Swap Theater, to create a handbook that other people who wanted to design a senior theater program could also do. And we're putting on workshops. That's part of the commitment through this grant process, that we can put on workshops in other areas. So we're going down to Armstrong to do one down there. And we're probably going to Revelstoke to do a presentation out there as well. And the plan is that... what we're able to create as a handbook and through the work that Joyce Sotsky does to create a video that goes with it, so we can take it to other people and say, okay, here's a handbook, here's the exercises, this is the reason for these exercises, and people demonstrating those exercises on a video. So we're hoping we'll be able to make it work throughout the whole region.
Well, that's quite enterprising. It sounds like a fairly big commitment of time and teaching resources.
It's a huge commitment of time, and it's just a passion. So it's because if you love doing something, then it's just
work.
What you do.
Yeah. Well, what about Ida and Old Baldy Seniors Theater Program? Where'd that name come from?
The name came from... Sorrento, which is Old Baldy.
Oh, all
and
right.
And Salmon Arm, which is Mount Ida. And two standout features in those two communities. And so Joy said, why don't we call it Ida at Old Baldy's Seniors Theater Program? And I said, I had this vision of these two old people, and I'm thinking, well, I don't know if that makes a lot of sense. And she said, well, there's these two mountains. They're the two central features. And all of a sudden it kicked in. But there are times we have to explain to people what Ida and Old Baldy mean, because It's not immediately clear.
No, sometimes. It certainly isn't. Well, what would you say is the reason for older people or people of any age? I don't think you're restricted to seniors,
no.
are you, through
no,
this
we're
program?
Not. No.
What do you see the focus or the purpose? Why would people want to do that?
Our the way we present the program is that seniors should not be out making new friends. They should be trying to remember the names of their existing friends. And that seniors should not be learning new skills. They should stay at home and take long naps and not be involved. And seniors should not be out in the community. They should just be going shopping and using the shopping channel and taking care of grandchildren. And as soon as we start saying those things, people say, no. No, seniors should be doing those things, and then we've got them.
Okay.
Because the whole point of the program is that seniors are cognitively and physically and socially involved, and that's just a healthy way to live. So what we're attempting to do is the same kinds of things that are done through Brain Gym, the same kinds of things mm-hmm. that are done through all of those activities
yeah.
that have people thinking and have people moving and making new social contacts. And that's basically what it's about, because we laugh from 9 o'clock until just after 11, and people leave with sore faces, and it's great.
I've been to some of the sessions, and it's a ball. You know, we often think that drama has to be serious, but my goodness, there's a lot of fun on that stage. And what surprised me about it, even in my own personal experience, was that sometimes things come back to you that you didn't think you could possibly conjure up or think of when you go into improv. And it really kind of sparks some of those dendrites that have been sleeping for a long time, don't you think?
Exactly, yeah. It's just a really simple kinds of exercises. So, for example, if we pair up and you and I are working together, and this is the typical starting exercise. So the question that we have to answer is, what is a landscape? What landscape, Gene, to you, invokes all sorts of really positive kinds of images in your mind, and describe those images to me? And then you would tell me what it was. I'd repeat it back to you because it's a memory training exercise. Then I'd do it the same to you. And then we would share that in the larger group of people. And it does all sorts of things, because unless somebody actually asks you that question, you never actually mm-hmm. get a chance to answer that question.
Exactly.
And when you're thinking of this landscape that inspires you, all of a sudden you stand straighter and you start to smile, because you're in that landscape even for that short period of time. And then when somebody else tells your story to the larger group of people, it validates all of those things that you've just been talking about. And it's a short exercise. It takes maybe 5 or 6 minutes at the start of the session. But everybody's positive because they've just shared something with this whole group of people that nobody would have asked them unless they'd been in that situation. It's magical. It really is.
You know, the fact that each of the groups, one here in Salmon Arm and two out there, or one?
There's two out there. Yeah,
so that's three groups. At least two of them are growing.
Mm-hmm.
That's showing you that people are coming and wanting to stay and bring others with them, because they're getting something really valuable out of it. And that's really the key, isn't it?
Oh, it is, yeah.
So this is a wonderful way for you to be using your retirement and getting so much fulfillment out of seeing people just blossom and set aside our old age images of ourselves.
That's the important part, because the willingness to step outside what has always been the your comfort zone is one of the things that, as seniors, many people are prepared to do, because, you know, doggone it, I was always too shy to, but it doesn't matter anymore.
What have we got to lose?
No, and so, and people are, as long as the stepping outside isn't a huge step, and you can step outside gradually,
yes.
just as much as you want to,
yes,
it it's a wonderful thing to do. And the difference that we have to, that people have to understand, is that there's a whole difference between drama, which is what we do, and production, which is not what we do. And a lot of people were concerned about coming because they thought they'd have to be in a play, and they'd have to stand on stage, and they'd have to memorize lines. And if you want to do that, yeah, there's a place we can do that. But most of our sessions are just, no, we're doing it for the moment. And there's no, you don't even have to come back next time if you don't want to. You can miss a couple of sessions.
That's liberating too.
Oh, it is liberating.
Yeah. Because it says you can be part of us when it's comfortable for you to be here. And when you're not here, we'll miss you, but come back.
Exactly.
And that's tremendous.
Speaking of missing people, where have you been?
Well, I've been at the radio station a little bit, you know. But I'm so glad to know I can be a drop-in. So occasionally when I have a lighter assignment, I might just get back there.
Good.
After I go to Los Angeles for Christmas, mind you.
Oh, that'll be fun.
That'll be fun. In closing, Peter, I want to thank you for being here. And I'm wondering if you have some closing thoughts you'd like to leave with our audience in terms of availability and times and schedules and what you might like to close with. When do you meet and where?
Okay, sure, we can do that. Yeah, the Ida and Old Baldy's Seniors Theater Program is at Shuswap Theater on Tuesdays from 9 to 11. It's at the Sorrento Memorial Hall Tuesdays 1 to 3. And it's at the Cedar Heights Seniors Theater, that one takes place Wednesdays from 1 until 3. And the times are set because the reason they take place in the daytime is that when it first began, people started coming because they did not want to be driving from Cedar Heights or Blind Bay into town at night, so we began it in the daytime. And it works really well in the daytime. So,
well, I expect there will be more listeners coming around to see what's going on.
Oh, I sure hope so.
Hope that happens. Thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you for having us.
Enjoyed your explanation, and we applaud you for making your senior years exciting and dynamic, and obviously you're thriving on it.
Well, yes, and it's just enjoyable. So
it's good. It's good. All right. This is CKVS 93.7 FM on your radio dial, and my guest today has been Peter Blacklock. He's the facilitator and drama man, songwriter, composer. If you want to know anything about music and theater, check Peter out.